Hello, dancers, friends, studio owners, colleagues, and whatever random jugglers, gypsies, and gentry find themselves listening to this. I'm Martin O'Neill, and this is the second in a series of podcasts brought to you by STM Studio Supplies. At STM Studio Supplies, we've not only a goal, but a commitment to a quality product and a quality experience. And it's with respect to that today, I'm going to talk to you about maintaining your dance floor and more. But basically, about cleaning.
In the absence of a sponsor, and hey, we're open to offers, I thought a shameless plug for our own products was in order. At STM, we sell a triple threat clean team, dream clean team, of Rosie, Sadie and Di. We've had a lot of fun with these three ladies and invented characters and backstories for them. So here goes. Rosie was first out of the box, as she tends to be as an alpha female studio owner and all-round go-getter, and it was easy to get her name, as she's essentially liquid rosin. So Rosie works for you, changing the slip on your dance floor to grip. But she needed a cleaner. And this fell to her sister, Sadie. So with a nod to Johnny Farnham and his famous cleaning lady, we decided our Sadie was a single mum, helping out her sister for the extra cash. And although she was always a backstage kind of girl, a hard worker, and like Rosie, genetically blessed. The third sister didn't come quite as easily. Di, we decided, is a gym junkie party girl, and only willing to work when really needed. It was, with some shock, when googling her name, that Michael Jackson revealed her naughty past as a famous groupie, Dirty Di. But now, with rock and roll swap for bodybuilding, Di remains a force to be reckoned with when it comes for the occasional hard clean. All of these products are available from STM Studio Supplies, just a phone call or an email away. They've been specifically designed for commercial studio care and rigorously tested in situ. They're there for you to use and hopefully even enjoy. More importantly, enjoy this podcast and take some benefit from it. Hopefully it's going to give you some good tips and ideas.
At STM Studio Supplies, we'd understand more than many what a huge investment you've made in setting up a dance studio. An investment of time, an investment of money, an investment of passion. You've survived massive frustrations and all sorts of things, and now you're up and running. It's now essential that you continue to present your studio, physically present your studio, as you did on the day of your grand opening. Absolutely essential that you continue to send a good message. A good message is one that suggests that the studio is professional, the studio is cared for, but one of those key elements is that it's well maintained. Essentially, it's very clean. There's no clutter in the corridors. There's no dirt on the floors. Hopefully there's some fresh flowers in the reception or something like that. But cleaning in a cleaning program is absolutely essential. Otherwise, you're sending a bad message. And when you're trying to instill discipline in the hearts and minds of students, impress the mothers, fathers, or whoever else is paying for the training and the care that you're giving the students, then they want to see a professionally presented studio, and that does mean a clean studio. One of the most essential parts of your studio is, of course, your dance floor. It's the soul of the studio, and the regular cleaning of it is not only important for that presentation, but it's important for the overall life of the floor. And a good maintenance program is essential to avoid building up potentially health issues. Transmission of bacteria, fungi and mildew can result in respiratory and other health issues relating to skin conditions and the like. Now look, all floors get dirty. But as Claire Londres, the American Harlequin marketing manager, says, dirty floors become slippery. Claire advises mopping with a neutral pH cleaner every week and then going over the area again with water to pick up any residue. No matter how good you are, you're always going to find, you know, you've got all the right signs saying no this, no that, no food, no drinks, no whatever in the studio, no street shoes in the studio, or at least past the lobby or reception, certainly not in the dance area. So you're always going to find there's dust, dirt, sweat, shoe marks, food, drinks, even chewing gum on the floor. So it needs to be cleaned. Not only the floor needs to be cleaned, the mirrors need to be cleaned, and even the bars need to be cleaned. But the floor is the key one, because the key thing about a studio is, after all, that dance floor. And it's also probably your single biggest investment in the studio. I mean, financially, I don't mean about from your heart. So whether it's, and probably is, a vinyl floor, but equally a timber floor, they need proper upkeep, and as a base program should be swept and dry mopped at least 3 times a week. Randy Schwartz from Dance Affiliates, or Stage Step, who we interviewed earlier on this show, says there are 4 things that make your floor dirty. They are foreign organic matter such as dust and dirt, body oil from perspiration, scuff and dry marks from shoes, and aluminium compound residue from tap shoes if you're doing tap. Now, water by itself may remove the dirt, but where there's oils or harsher things such as tap residue, the water will only effectively spread it around. So that's why once a week, perhaps, depending on usage, you want to do a detergent clean. Now, we're going to discuss how that works a little later, but just to know that ammonia, bleach, acetone, alcohol, and Coca-Cola or equivalents, any soft drinks, have the potential to accelerate the breakdown of the chemical makeup of the floor. These are products that will dissolve the floor. What a horrible concept. Reducing its life by years. Now, some container cleaners even contain oil and will probably have the potential to make your floor more slippery. And this is certainly the case with vinyl floors. So the first product you need is a good, well, it's actually a good broom or equivalent. But in terms of the actual washing of the floor, you need a detergent with a little bit of degreaser in it. And these are not generally found on your supermarket shelf. Scuff and dye marks. Well, these are tougher, and they'll probably require a little elbow grease. And ultimately, perhaps once a year, perhaps more often depending on use, you might have to get in there with a floor scrubbing machine, typically with a red or white pad, sometimes green, and a heavier application of the degreaser. There are a few safe solvents to use. We'll get to those later, particularly with the dye marks. And as a staunch supporter of his company, Randy recommends Wipeout Plus from Stage Step as one of them. Naturally, dry mopping and vacuuming help. This is in particular regard to aluminium residue from tap shoes, which can be treated with an artificial chamois cloth on the bottom of a mop, which helps pick this up. It's just a stick to it. Generally, products offered by flooring manufacturers have been pretty much well tested, but they haven't necessarily been tested on dance floors. And your floor, and particularly the surface, is a big investment. So taking proper care of it will extend its life and will help the environment for you and your dancers. It'll make you feel good to know that you've supplied as good a possible environment for your teachers and for your students. And I think that's important, as well as the health and safety aspects. At STM Studio Supplies, we carry a number of products, including Roscoe All-Purpose Cleaner, the Stage Step Pro Clean X, and we've developed our own rather than import water, and we're calling it Sadie Suds. Sadie, the cleaning lady, they're from us for you to use. Now, we don't have to use this every time. The regularity is up to you, but an ideal regime would be daily sweeping, and I do mean this, with either a scissor mop, which are good, my preference, a soft broom, then a, when I say a dry mop, it's still wet, but a dry mop so you're not actually sloshing water around in any way or form. And then occasionally, as required, perhaps once a week, once a fortnight, a water and detergent wash with one of these detergents we've just mentioned. It is essential, though, when you use those, that you have a rinse afterwards. You'd be amazed. You clean the floor with a detergent, you think, hey, this is good, it's all clean, and your water's quite muddy, and you empty it out. Then you do your rinse process. And suddenly you realise that a lot of what you've done is just spread mud around the floor. By now, the detergent's had a chance to do its job, and you'd be I'm always amazed. Sometimes you change the water 3 times on an 8x10 floor, and you thought it was clean after the detergent. The floor's not clean till the rinse water's clean. So to know that is a good thing, because then you'll be of the habit of doing that rinsing. If you think about it, detergent is actually a little bit sticky. So if you haven't got rid of that, that little bit that's left behind is going to be dirt attracting. So whilst you think you've done the right thing, you've used the detergent, if you haven't rinsed it, you've actually just created more work for yourself down the track. Please be careful about the cleaners you use. There's a whole bunch of them that, whilst they might be good for the household, are really seriously bad for your floor. These include some of the citrus-based ones, any cleaner with a large amount of ammonia in its formula. This will definitely help break down the chemical structure of the floor. And a whole bunch of other things, including sunlight and the like, which I'll come to in a moment. You may find, no matter how good you've been, that once a year, your floor has just lost its luster. It's just looking kind of grubby. And I don't think this is an annual event, but certainly, yeah, you'll know. You can rent these seriously cool scrubbing machines. Kennards, for example, have them in their, oddly, in their concrete division. But they have a sucker so that you actually clean and it sucks up the water as it goes. They're kind of fun to use. It's a bit like mowing lawns. You just go up and down with these things and they really make a difference to your floor. Some you may then think, well, okay, well, that's great. It's really clean, but it's lost that little bit of a sheen that it had. Well, then you can refinish it. And for example, again, Stage Step have a product which is Slip No More Color. This is a finish that allows you to renew the floor, maintain its attraction, its non-slip and other performance attributes. But do be very wary about any of the other stripping processes you might do because they can, well, they might not suit your vinyl. I remember a few years ago an attempt at stripping a Roscoe Adagio floor left it like an ice rink and it was a bit of an effort to get it back. Some of the citrus-based cleaners or any of the abrasive cleaners, bad news, we'll get back to these later, but also bad news is sunlight. Bizarrely, it accelerates the aging process of the floor. And once that's happened, there's no getting back. So you need to protect your floor from sunlight. One of the easiest ways to do this is to put a UV film. Most of the Mindo tinting films have got a high UV blockout. It's the UV that does the damage. But to a degree, so does heat. Now, the damage done is multifold. It might be that it simply changes the colour of the floor. I've been in studios where there was a clean line where the sun hit the floor in the middle of the day and the colours were noticeably different. It'll often cause the floor to ripple, that horrible wave that you get in particularly older vinyls. And once you've done that, it's hard work. At best, you can glue it down. You certainly don't have the advantage of a loose lay that you probably would prefer to have in a rented premise. This UV radiation affects what they call the plasticizers in the vinyl. You know that new car smell? Well, that's the plasticizers leaving the vinyls in your car. So the same thing happens to your dance floor. And you'll generally notice that when the floor's brand new, it's kind of got a bit of a smell to it. It's not a bad one, but It's the degassing of these plasticizers. So you really want to keep them in there. So you want to keep that radiation out. Heavy drapes are a great way to go. Obviously, they with a solar backing, they not only act as a preventative of this harmful sun, but also improve the acoustics of the room tremendously. Now, I'm going to treat acoustics as a whole other podcast because it's a dark science of its own, but you really have to think about this. Look, we love looking out the windows, we love the natural light, but we also love our vinyl and our floor, so we've got to look after it. So the enemy here on the dance floor is dust and dirt. Well, dust and dirt act like sandpaper, and they have to be removed as soon as possible. Now, a little trick here is to put a threshold or an entrance mat or make sure that you have some carpeted area in your lobby or whatever. 80% of the dirt that comes into a studio comes in on shoes. It makes sense if you think about it. You know, it's just walked in. So whether you've got a scrap of old carpet or a lovely proper lobby mat with your logo on it or the studio name or number on it, it's really good idea to have something to prevent the dirt getting dragged in off the shoes. Air conditioning and heater filters also. They should be checked regularly and cleaned. Otherwise, you could be just recycling dust and dirt. Naturally, no street shoes are coming into the studio, but hey, we all know. Eating, drinking, smoking, not allowed in the studio. Water, of course, sure, but it can spill, so be vigilant about mopping it up. Sharp objects such as high heels, sharp-edged items, scenery, chairs, tables, these will all damage your floor. And also, sometimes your floor will end up being a workshop. You've got the big performance coming up, and where are you going to make the scenery happen? You use your studio. Please don't. But if you do, make sure you've got drop sheets, plastic sheets, all that around. So, how to clean your dance floor? Well, the choice of broom, as I said, is really important. Get one that's quite wide. As I said, the scissor mops are good. They don't really get in, but a daily sweep and a dry mop, fantastic. Washing, well, we've talked about that already. Change the water. Make sure that you've got it clean. Until it's clean, it's not actually working. Now, do spend some money on your tools. Commercial grade mops and buckets really are worth it. Now, we recommend a two bucket technique, whereby you keep one bucket and one mop just for the water only or the rinse. Wash your mop before you do that, because it's going to have a little bit of the last lot of detergent base that you've rinsed off. And again, at the end of the cleaning process, so it doesn't get smelly. So you have one bucket with clean water and the detergent and degreaser, and bucket two with just warm water. Nayland from Master Care, a professional floor care operation in Australia, just recommends hot water. He just says that's the go for most things. So basically, you put them up, you put your mop in the detergent bucket, wring it out. You never want any more water on the floor than necessary, and finally do that rinse. Now, bit of fun here. Use your mop in a figure eight pattern with your dominant hand on the top and the other hand in the middle, which is actually a great core exercise in the grand tradition of Karate Kid's wax on, wax off. And if you can't convince yourself and your own abs of that, perhaps one of your students needs the extra workout, particularly that one that's always late. So another little issue is scuff and sole marks from shoes. And these are probably one of the harder things. And of course, rosin, particularly the old-fashioned rosin before our lovely Rosie and Slip No More came along. These often have to be dressed specifically and as soon as possible if you could. The worst problem, the dye marks, where sweat has caused dye to leach out of the shoes, the sooner you get onto those, the better, you know, and there's a bunch of ways to do that. One of them, of course, is using your detergent as a concentrate. Make sure you wear gloves when you do this. You can get a skin condition from it, but please don't use solvents. Don't use anything like xylene, acetone, alcohol, lacquer thinners. They're just too aggressive for your floor. Apart from the fact that they'll degrade the finish, they'll actually cause an ongoing decomposition of your floor. No matter what you do, rinse, rinse, rinse. That's my mantra today. And if you do have to or don't have success with your concentrate, which you've rinsed after, the next cheapest alternatives are mineral terps or methylate spirits. And these, used with care, they're readily available, but they will and affect the finish or seal of the floor. And so really, again, the rinsing thing. We've had some success with tea tree and eucalypt oil. And we particularly like to use these on our dance bars. I haven't really talked about this yet, but dance bars, you know, they get dirty too. One of the things we should be watching, if they're scratching a lot, you might find that one of your students is wearing a lot of rings. Hopefully these can come off, maybe a soft glove. Bit of an issue, that one, but one little tip is maybe in winter, particularly when there's a lot of colds about, that when you give them a wipe, and you should give them a wipe with a, you know, a light detergent, when you're doing your detergent wash on the floor, just before you start the floor, just go over your dance bars with it. But a few drops of a disinfectant in there, and similarly in your dance floor during those times when flus and things are predominant, a little bit of disinfectant doesn't go amiss whatsoever. Back to the floor, we've had some interesting results with tennis balls. You know those white marks you get from sneakers and the like that are just really hard to get off? Well, they come off pretty easily with a tennis ball. Used in the hand or ideally on the end of a broom handle, they work as a big eraser, and they're surprisingly effective. Really kind of cool. Wax finishes, avoid them. You know, you're not going to want your floor to be shiny necessarily. I mean, you've got to accept that it's going to have that patina of scuffs and marks. It's part of what a dance studio looks like. And it's only when they're brand new that you worry about it. So wax finish is obviously a no-no. And some of the manufacturers say, oh, look, this is fine. They're slip resistant. Trust me, they're not. Mirrors are another one of your big investments. And once again, really, literally reflect the excellence or the standards, the quality that you're trying to have in your studio and how it presents. So finger marks and the like, and they, so I don't know how they get there, but they're always there. It's a bit like bobby pins on the dance floor. They don't send a good message. So again, clean these regularly, and it's literally the same as cleaning windows. Get yourself, look, throughout this, I've assumed that you're doing your own cleaning, and that's, hopefully you're not. I mean, you've got much more important things to do. If you can, get a copy of this, stick it on a USB stick or something, give it to you, whoever is doing your cleaning, and say, look, just take a listen. They probably know it all, but there might be a few moments in amongst it that there's some value. A lot of traditional cleaners don't quite get the subtle difference between a dance studio, and well, subtlety is actually about the floor finish. Dance studio vinyls don't have a PU coating. A PU coating is that shiny thing that makes floors easy to keep clean. Well, they also make them have less traction, so they are not good for dance. This is why we have our dance floor vinyls. They require higher maintenance and more cleaning. And literally big mirrors do too, because they kind of just attract hands. People get over there, they do a quick makeup touch or whatever. And particularly if the dance bar is one that's on that wall, they're going to get finger marks. So again, buy the right tools, get the wide squeegee. So spritz it with some Windex, drag the wide squeegee down, immediately mop up the suds that come off it, and then finish that with a microfiber cloth or good old newspaper works a trick. We finish all our new mirrors with newspapers pretty much, so there's no reason you guys shouldn't do the same. We actually had some stickers printed, which we'd love to give you if you give us a call. Call Linda or myself at STM, that's 02 9 4 1 7 3000. Give us a call and we'd be happy to post some out to you, no charge. They just say, if you touch me, you clean me. And I think that's fair enough with mirrors. Mirrors, your reflection of excellence, and hopefully your standards of quality, they're going to be like ours. We appreciate the time you've spent listening to this. I hope there's some value to it. And I hope to continue to do these. The next one we're going to do is going to be on the dreaded DA. I'll probably have to revisit that a couple of times. The more often we do it, the more we learn. We also are most interested in any thoughts that you may have on subjects you want covered or people that you might want interviewed. We'd love to. The whole premise of STM as a business has been trying to respond to needs, trying to answer the questions that you ask. Whether they be what's the right vinyl for your floor, what's in this instance, what's the right way to clean it. We figure that with the huge advantage of being around lots of studios, we've got stuff to offer, and I really feel that knowledge is to share, and we'd love to do that with you. In the meantime, safe and happy dancing. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Lots of love here at STM.